You're listening to the CEO Series with Carl Moore on the iHeartRadio Talk Network.
Welcome to the CEO Series. I'm Carl Moore from McGill University. Each week, the CEO Series takes you inside the minds and lives of some of Canada and indeed the world's top leaders to discuss strategy, leadership, and today's pressing business issues. And some of the world's top leaders have spent time with us, like Justin Trudeau, Muhammad Yunus, Nobel Peace Prize winner, and Joanne Liu, International President of Doctors Without Borders. This show gives you a thin, well, perhaps not so thin slice of the kind of thoughtful leaders leading some of today's more interesting organizations. Today, I'm delighted to be speaking with Benoit Robert, CEO of Cominauto, Canada's premier car sharing service. Thank you, Benoit, for joining us today.
Thank you for inviting me.
Our family's been using Cominauto for about over a decade now, and I know you've expanded the world, but let's start with yourself for a moment. Tell us about your early years. Where did you grow up and what did your family do?
I grew up in Montreal. So I started the service in Quebec City because I went to study. I went to Laval University to do my master's degree, but I was born in Montreal Nord, and I'm still living in Montreal.
Okay. So where did you do your undergraduate degree and what did you study before Laval?
I started my university, in fact, it's a complicated story.
Okay.
I was studying at college, and after my first year of college, I decided to move to Alberta to start a degree at university to become a teacher. So that's where I started. And while I was there, I took some courses in outdoor education, and from that I found that I liked nature, I liked edible plants, etc. So I decided to go to study in biology. So I came back from Alberta after 2 years, and then I've made a bachelor in biology. And following that, I went to agronomy, and finally I found out that I liked the city, so I didn't want to move outside of the city to work in agronomy. So it brought me to a master's degree in land planning. So I moved to Quebec City to study in land planning, and it's during my study at Laval University that I worked to gather all the information that made that I was able to launch Cominauto during my master's degree.
So why are you doing your master? Why did you start thinking about car sharing? What brought it to mind?
It started from a personal interest. I'm someone who likes outdoor, who like go cross-country skiing close to Montreal, for example, to go to Parc du Mont-Saint-Bruno. I like to go hiking during the summer. I'm someone who do some bicycle touring. So when you do bicycle touring, you don't like when there's too many cars on the road. So and all my traveling within the city was mainly in transit, walking, or using my bicycle. So I had a personal interest in finding a way to get around without owning a car. But as I needed a car sometime to go outside of the city to my activities, I had to rent car regularly. And I found that it was a problem to have to rent a car for a full day each time, even if I just wanted to go out for 2-3 hours to go country skiing for 1 hour. So from that, I thought that this service should exist simply, but it didn't. So my interest brought me to try to find if this service existed somewhere. I knew it was not the case here, but I thought the world is large. So I started to do a bibliography search to try to find out some information about such a service. I didn't know what to look for because how to call that kind of service that doesn't exist yet.
Yes.
So I looked for words like short-term auto rental or things like that. So it finally brought me to someone who was managing a documentation center in Montreal. So I was looking very, very far at the library of the university, looking at microfilm and trying to find the
documentation. What year was this?
It was while I was in Montreal studying in biology.
We're speaking with Benoit Robert, CEO of Cominauto, Canada's leading car sharing company. I'm Carl Moore from McGill University, and you're listening to the CEO series.
So it was in the 80s?
It was in the 80s.
Okay, so, so you couldn't go on Google and search for car sharing or something like that?
No, it was very, very long. You needed to go at university and then to look in the microfilm documentation. And then if you found something that interested you, you had to order it. And it took a few weeks before you received the documentation. But I was lucky enough to be able to find the first document that was of interest for me. I found it finally in Montreal. In the documentation center of Transport 2000, which is an organization that was promoting transit.
Yep.
And I found there a document that was called Paratransit, Neglected Option for Urban Mobility. And in that book, I found an article about a service that had existed in California. But it was at the beginning of the 80s. So when I found out this, it was over already. But in that article, they were talking also about a service that existed in Montpellier in France that was dead too. It was over. And a third service that never took place. It was more a concept from the University of Pennsylvania in the United States at the end of the 60s. It was a service that was designed to develop a way to give access to cars to people who didn't have enough money to buy cars. They wanted to do car sharing, but not for the same reason that motivated me, because me, I was more of a motivated by offering that service in order to have less car in circulation.
So it's very much, you're very much an entrepreneur, because you had, it's a very typical story. I had pain. I was looking to solve a problem. You look around, and there, and it had been tried, but it failed, essentially.
Yeah. So it's not a good, a good case to go to see a banker and ask for a loan to start something.
So why didn't you take the hint and not and go, okay, I'll forget it? So it shows courage, or foolishness, or whatever. But it's worked out. So it's it was courage. We'll take it. So where is Cominauto today? What cities are you in?
We are in Canada. We are in more than 12 or 14 cities. We have a branch in Calgary, in Edmonton, in Ottawa, Toronto, Kingston, Hamilton, Kitchener, Waterloo, Cambridge, Guelph. In Quebec, we are in Montreal, Quebec, Sherbrooke, Gatineau, and we are also in Halifax and in Paris, France.
You're listening to the CEO Series, and today we're speaking with Benoit Robert, CEO of Cominauto, Canada's leading car sharing company.
So how many cars do you have altogether?
Now we have nearly 4,000 cars in all those branches. We have more than 2,300 cars just in Quebec. And in Montreal alone, it's where we have the more cars, it's more than 2,000 cars.
So it has worked out, but it's been many years. How many years since you started it?
I've launched a service at first in Quebec City. It started in 1994, fall 1994. 1 year later, I've launched it in Montreal under the name of Cominauto. At first, it was not Cominauto Inc. because I've launched a cooperative. So the name was Autocom Coopérative d'Utilisateurs Libre Service Québec. So when you launch a co-op, you need to have a descriptive name. So that's why the name was very, very long.
So you've gone from being a co-op to a corporation. Why did you decide to do that?
But maybe just I just go back a
sure.
little bit. You talked about the foolishness, and I will catch that word. My first objective was not to launch the service; it was to convince people who were already renting cars to add this offer to what they were providing, and nobody said yes. So as I was while I was doing that, I moved to Laval University. As I mentioned, I started to study and then planning. I decided to do that topic, my research topic. So the first thing I wanted to do, because I finally found some other documentation about the service. And while I was studying in Quebec City, the first summer I lived there, I've done a stage at the Ministry of Transportation of Quebec. So while I was there, I talked with the civil servant who were working with me there. I explained them what my idea was. And during the summer, someone put an article, a French magazine on my desk. It was a magazine called Automoto. And in this magazine, there was an article, how the Berliners learned to share their cars.
Okay.
Comment les Berlinois ont partagé leur voiture in French.
Okay.
So it was the first time I was able to read something about something that was still working.
Okay. That's encouraging.
So you mentioned that it was before internet. So now we are in 1991 or 92. So I wrote a letter to the people who launched that service. So it was launched by two brothers. And from those people, who finally answered me, I've learned that there were some services that existed in other cities in Switzerland and in Germany. So from that, I decided that I would go there to study the environmental and the urbanistic impact of those services. So that was my master's degree project. I went there for 6 weeks to prepare the ground for my research. And while I was there, I realized that someone had already made a master's degree on that topic, and I came back with a backpack full of paper and documents. So when I came back, I realized that what I wanted to do had already been done in Europe. And so I had the choice to choose something else or to decide to launch a service here in order to study that kind of service in a North American context. And that's why I've launched the service. I don't know what it involves to launch a company or a co-op, but the reason why I launched a co-op at the beginning, it's just by chance. It's because I found some documentation on how to launch an organization or a business. And the civil servant that was more proactive that I met was working at the co-op division of the Ministry of Commerce and Industry of Quebec. So that's why.
Today, I'm delighted to be speaking with Benoit Robert, CEO of Commonauto, a car sharing service across much of Canada. I'm Carl Moore from McGill University, and you're listening to the CEO Series. Next up, we'll talk about how the car sharing industry as a whole and how it's doing during the COVID-19 pandemic.
Top-notch insight from proven leaders. This is the CEO Series with Carl Moore on the iHeartRadio Talk Network.
Hello again, I'm Carl Moore from McGill University, and you're listening to the CEO Series. Today I'm sitting down with Benoit Robert, CEO of Commonauto, which is across the country, and our family's been using it for over a decade. So you're in Quebec. When did you start expanding to other parts of Canada?
We start to before we expanded, we worked in close relationship with people who wanted to launch the service. Not long after the launch in Quebec City in 1994, a team from CBC working for a program called Marketplace, I think it still exists
yep.
today, they came to Quebec City and they made a report that was shown on TV on CBC. And so this report was seen by people throughout the country. And I realized that the Americans were watching the Canadian TV because I received a lot of letters from people interested to know more about services. So people wrote me from Vancouver, Toronto, Ottawa, Portland, Oregon, from everywhere, Boston. So I stayed in contact with a lot of those people. And as I had some experience managing this kind of services, I helped a lot of people to launch their own service. So it's the case with Toronto, Ottawa, Vancouver, for example, even in Boston. I worked with the people who founded Zipcar at the beginning. So I didn't launch those service, but I worked with people who launched the service.
So did you get paid a bit as a consultant, or was this more of just helping?
It was just helping because we were so small. We tried to work to a kind of franchising agreement, but I was working with people who were like me. They had absolutely no money.
Okay.
They were people interested about the environmental impact of those kind of service. So all those people were grassroots people interested about the environment. So work. I was very pleased to work with them and to help them to.
A bit, you and they were a bit radical back then. Like it was a more radical idea, a little bit.
But I mean, I wouldn't say radical. I mean, we're idealist.
Okay.
We wanted to do something, and we thought that it was a good way to achieve our goal to improve the quality of our environment, to quality of living within when we live inside of a city. So I work with people sharing the same value. So it was quite fun.
We're speaking with Benoit Robert, CEO of Cominoto, Canada's leading car sharing company. I'm Carl Moore from McGill University, and you're listening to the CEO series.
Well, society's caught up with you. Like, you know, more people are thinking about these things. You were a pioneer, but as my students are all thinking about the environment and we're thinking about climate change is more, but you were one of the pioneers, so we appreciate that. The cars, are they environmentally more appropriate? What kind of cars do you have?
We have mostly hybrid cars. We also have electric cars, but this is not the important. The important is that car sharing has the power to change the way the people use the car. So it means, first of all, you need less car to fill the need of more people. So you reduce the number of cars on the road. But the way that the service is built also have an impact on the usage of the car. So when you own a car, you have an interest to use it as much as possible to amortize your investment. Mm. When you do not own a car, the costs are in front of you, not behind you, but in front of you. So it means that if you don't use a shared car, you save money. So it helps to put on a more equitable rate structure when you compare transit, intercity, train, for example, and car. So there's a bias in favor of using your car when you own your car, and the car sharing break that. So that's the most important thing. So if you need less car, if people who register to that service also use the car less, even if they use the same car than they would buy, if they would buy a car, you have per person a huge impact in terms of pollution, emission, or.
Well, the other thing is that our car sat there 22, 23 hours a day, so it was rusting.
Yeah.
Where Cominoto, a bunch of us in the neighborhood use it. And so it's not rusting, it's being used. It's not always being used, but it's used a lot more than our car ever was.
Yeah, the utilization rate is much higher. So you optimize the usage you can do of the cars that are sitting in the street.
But people's usage is, when you do surveys, is less than it was when they owned a car, for sure.
Yes, for sure. We know I don't know if you remember, but several years ago, we had the challenge, one-ton challenge. So what a study was made in those time about the impact of car sharing, and we know that on an average, the people registered to car sharing were saving more than 1 ton of GES emission per year. So it gives an idea of what the impact can be. It's one of the most powerful means to achieve the environmental goal, because car sharing added to transit, added to regular car rental, added to all the means of transportation that are in competition with owning a car. If you create links between those different solutions to move, it's a very powerful tool to improve the quality of life and the quality of the environment.
You're listening to the CEO Series, and today we're speaking with Benoit Robert, CEO of Cominoto, Canada's leading car sharing company.
How long do you keep the cars for? Is it many years, or is it based on numbers of kilometers?
It's both, but on an average, we keep the car 7-8 years.
Okay. And what would be the highest kilometerage before you sell it? Like, is it 100,000, 200,000? What kind is your targeted kilometerage before you sell a car?
It's 100,000.
So the cars are fairly new and in reasonably good shape. So it's not like an old car by any means.
No, it's not an old car. The average age of our car is roughly 3 years.
Oh, so it's pretty new,
it's,
for sure.
Yeah, it's pretty new. I mean, the average age of the car that belongs to the population, it's more than 10 years. So,
when you look around the world, many years later now that you're here, are other countries using car sharing? What's the world view?
If we compare to other countries, if we compare to North America, Quebec is a pioneer. We're the oldest service in North America, and we're the model that was followed by the pioneer of this industry. It's very well developed in Quebec. It's very well developed in British Columbia. It's more and more well developed in Ontario, where now we are in several cities in Ontario. In Europe, it's well developed in Germany. It's well developed in several countries in Europe now. And now you have car sharing services in most countries. In most developed countries, you have car sharing services in China also, in Asia, in Australia. So it's a service that is expanding quite well throughout the world. Now it's not only, it's still a niche service. But I mean, it's a service that is becoming more and more popular in a lot of countries. We know now a lot of services that promote sharing, sharing apartment, sharing, sharing plane, sharing everything.
Yeah.
So car sharing is now part of a big wave.
It was one of the pioneers, though. It's interesting because Quebec is one of the leaders. Why Quebec? I mean, you were here, you moved it forward as an entrepreneur, but is there something about Quebec culture that made it more natural here than in the States or wherever?
The different initiatives, they take place, you need someone to start things. So I was in Quebec City.
And so if you'd been in Toronto, it may have started there.
Yeah, because I helped people to launch it in Toronto not long after I've launched it here. And I mean, it's more developed in Quebec, but for other reasons.
Yeah, okay. Today, I'm delighted to be speaking with Benoit Robert, CEO of Commonauto, a car sharing service across much of Canada. I'm Carl Moore from McGill University, and you're listening to the CEO Series. Next up, we'll talk about strategy, leadership, and what Benoit has learned over the years of leading Commonauto.
Exclusive access to some of the most successful leaders out there. This is the CEO Series with Carl Moore on the iHeartRadio Talk Network.
Hello again, I'm Carl Moore from McGill University, and you're listening to the CEO Series. We're sitting down today with Benoit Robert, CEO of Commonauto, a car sharing service across much of Canada. What does strategy look like at Commonauto? Is it that you make the decisions and everybody else salutes? Or how do you do strategy here at Commonauto?
We work in team. We are an organization with more than that counts more than 140 people, employees now. I was able to surround myself with people who had some skills and knowledge that I didn't have. As I mentioned, I studied in biology, so it didn't prepare me well to be an entrepreneur at the beginning. So now I have people working for public relations, to people who have are more financial profile. I work with people who have more marketing profile, customer relationship profile. So I use this those people participate to the decision that we make together. We also had to learn over the years to work with people working in other cities. You know that when you are an organization that knows a growth, it's a big challenge to be able to grow, but to do it well. We grew mainly by acquisition. And it's a challenge when you grow by acquisition to make those people to work effectively together. We need to develop together a feeling of sentiment d'appartenance. I don't want to say it. want the people to feel that
they're part of the group, part of the culture and the family.
Yes, we have to develop this spirit of family and to have fun to work together. So that's something we needed to learn over the time. And that's one of the things I'm the most proud. We have a very good relationship with all the managers that work with us in the other branches that we have in all the provinces, and also in Paris, France. We have a meeting every week. We had to work in several languages too. We used to work centered only in Quebec. Now we have to work with people working in English and other provinces. So that's one of the challenges that we had to face, and it goes very well.
Part of the companies, my students are looking for purpose. They want to work for a company with purpose, a social enterprise. Like, you've got it. Like, you come here, you're doing good. You're making money, but it's also, so your employees want to work here because of the nature of what you do at Comunato. It's not just another job. It's part of something bigger than themselves.
Yeah, it helped us to attract some people. But often that's a challenge as its counterpart, because sometimes people, they want to come for the purpose of the company, but they apply to work at the customer service. It's not an easy job. In the past, the people working at the customer service were answering the phone to and answering needs for people who wanted to register a reservation. Now people call only if they have problems.
So it's every call is someone who's unhappy.
Yes.
No, and I've been out there, it's snowing and I'm on hold. So I'm not a happy person when you know, I'm waiting too long.
Battery is dead. Tire is flat. They had an accident. And so it's not an easy job. So it means, yes, you know that you work for an organization that has those value and that has its goal. But in your day to day, you're always dealing with problem. So but hopefully, I mean, we need people who are able to keep their motivation, even dealing with those problems. I mean, their role is important because they are there to help the people to solve the problem they face. But that's just an example. I can give you that it's not because we are a company that with high goals that the day-to-day is more is easier than in other work environment.
You're listening to the CEO Series, and today we're speaking with Benoit Robert, CEO of Comunauto, Canada's leading car sharing company.
How has your leadership evolved over the last 25 years of being a leader? Are you a different leader than you were 25 years ago?
I think yes. I mean, I start to work alone, so I had to learn to work with other people. So I start with the first person that is still working with me. We celebrated her 25th year with us not long ago. So I have some people working with me that are here since quite a long. This morning we celebrated someone who is with us since 15 years. She started to work at the customer service and she went up all the stairs, and now she works as the manager, managing the analyst of the IT team. So it means that there's way for people to evolve.
And okay.
They can do some training and get new skills. This person is like me. I mean, I had a bachelor in biology. This person has a degree in cinema, in a movie.
Okay.
And I mean, we don't know when we have a degree, we don't always know where it will bring us. And sometimes it's surprising because, I mean, as a human being, we can learn not only at school, but we can learn on the school of life too.
But,
we build ourselves through our experience. So yes, I think I'm a different leader because, I mean, I had to adapt to the growth of the company, to the challenge that we face that evolved over the time. It's not the same thing to manage an organization with 50 cars. I mean, when you have several hundred cars, the challenge evolves. When you have several thousand cars, the challenge is not the same. When you grow geographically, you have to develop new way to work too.
Benoit, it's interesting because some people like Steve Jobs can grow Apple to huge size, or at Google. But some founders stiff away because they're not up to the next level of growth. How, and I honestly believe that you're an excellent CEO. How did you prepare yourself to go from a few cars to hundreds to thousands? How did you manage to grow where you can still be the CEO?
I mean, I'm someone who likes to work in collaboration. I see my role more as, I have people who have knowledge around me. I have knowledge myself, but no one has the truth. I mean, we need to collaborate. And I think that's the way we're able to evolve. And because, I mean, the situation evolves, we meet new challenges, but we have to work together in order to find the way to deal with those challenges. And the growth was rapid, but not rapid enough so that we're not able to find the solution to the problem that we faced. One of the first problems that we faced was where to put the cars. I mean, at the beginning, the service was a round-trip service, so the vehicle had to be in stations and the people had to bring the car back to their the parking they took the car. But after, when you have several hundred cars in a city, after a while, you don't know where to find new spaces for those cars. So you have to work to deal with the city, to mm-hmm. get your help in order to find a municipal ground. You have to find place to knock to a lot of doors to be able to find private place and things like that. But you also need to work to be able to change the rules. We would not have been able to launch the Flex offer if we would not have been able to convince, for example, the first neighborhood in Montreal to accept to give us some permits that make that possible.
Okay.
So it took several years before we were able to do the same thing in Quebec City. We tried to do the same thing in Ottawa since I don't know how many years, and we didn't get it yet. We should be able to launch an offer in a new Ontario city soon in Hamilton, not to mention it, okay. Next spring. But it took us several years in order to be able to convince the elected people there to change the rules, because the rules, mainly in most cities, the rules were made for people owning cars. And so we need to work to change those rules, to adapt the situation so that we can effectively share cars. And often it's a long way of work.
Today, I'm delighted to be speaking with Benoit Robert, CEO of Cominauto, a car sharing service across much of Canada. I'm Carl Moore from McGill University, and you're listening to the CEO Series. Next up, we'll talk about whether Benoit is an introvert or extrovert and how he manages work-life integration.
They made it, and they're telling you how. You're listening to the CEO Series with Carl Moore on the iHeartRadio Talk Network.
Hello again, I'm Carl Moore from McGill University, and you're listening to the CEO Series. Today I'm sitting down with Benoit Robert, CEO of Cominauto, a car sharing service across much of our country. Benoit, are you more of an introvert or an extrovert?
I would say I'm an introvert.
Okay, so you enjoy the quiet time and getting away from the stimulation.
Yeah, and that's why you don't see me publicly that much. That's why I like to work in team with people who are more comfortable to deal with the public or with the media to work to discuss with politicians and civil servants, for example.
Okay, so are your customers are students, recent graduates, the biggest client, or who are your clients? Like, are they some age or gender, anything, or income things about them?
No, I'm very pleased to say that our customers, they look like the population where we are. I mean, we have people of all age. A lot of customers grew older with us because we still have customers that registered the service at the beginning, so more than 27 years ago, and they still use the service. So, I mean, if you look at the age structure of the population, I mean, the only parameter where we are more overrepresented, we are overrepresented for people who have a college or a university degree than the average population.
Okay. Well, it's more of a social enterprise in a way than just making money.
Yeah, we are. That's the reason that motivated me to launch the service.
Well, I hope decades later you're making enough, like you make some money now. Like,
oh yeah, sure.
So you're doing all right.
Yes. I mean, it's not because you have environmental goal that you can afford to lose money. If you lose money, you will go nowhere.
So you must be one of the biggest customers for Toyota in Canada.
Maybe. I know that the regular car rental industry are much larger than we are. But beside that, yes, we are probably one of the biggest.
They return customers. Your emails.
Yeah, they do return our email.
Okay.
It doesn't mean that it's easy to buy a car at those times because they have problem to build those the cars they want to sell because the microprocessor deficit. So now we're working hard to be able to have enough cars for next spring.
Okay.
And we were happy last Friday to hear that we should be able to because we were able to find 360 cars until now, but we need more than 900 just for Montreal and Toronto mainly. And we know that 900 was the minimum. It was a conservative estimation of what our needs will be next spring. So last Friday we found 300 more cars.
Wow.
And we're still waiting confirmation for the rest.
You're listening to the CEO series, and today we're speaking with Benoit Robert, CEO of Cominauto, Canada's leading car sharing company.
You have kids.
Yeah.
How old are they?
One is 21 and 23.
Okay. So back when the kids were small, you were building Cominauto up, very important social mission. How did you find time to balance work and family at the same time?
I had no kids at the beginning. So it took several years before I had kids.
So once you did you kind of calm down a little bit?
Yes, I took my wife was working with me when I had my first kid. She was directing the operation. So we shared the congé de maternité.
The maternity paternity the paternity leave.
Yes, so She took half of it and I took the other half, but we were working. I was still keeping an eye on the operation from home.
Okay. So how do you keep in good shape? Do you go to the gym or what do you do to keep in shape?
Oh, I didn't change my habit. I mean, I'm someone who always like to do everything in walking, bicycling. So I don't go to gym. I always hated gym. But I still like outdoor hiking, etc. So that's the way I...
So how many steps do you do a day? Do you have like something on your phone or something that tells you how many steps you're doing a day?
No, I'm never counting. I don't like to count. I just by moving around, it keeps me in shape.
What book are you reading right now?
Right now, I'm reading... it's Fanny Britt. It's a book from Fanny Britt. It's called... Aller au sucre.
Okay. And is the author from Quebec or?
Yeah, she's an author from Quebec. But just before that, I read Polar from Norway. So I like also, I forgot the Polar in English.
Is it more fiction or nonfiction?
It's fiction. And you know, the
it's a police?
Police, yeah. It's kind police. Of police, okay, from, police from Norway, Sweden. I like
yeah,
that.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Yeah, they're popular as well. So a fiction book, a police book,
yeah,
I guess is
yeah,
what I'm trying to translate there.
Polar, yeah.
So where and when are you happiest?
At home
okay.
with my wife and children doing activities, going to see a good movie, going for a walk. I mean, every weekend what we like is to do some long walks. We always go for walking somewhere. And most of the time, in the city or not far from the city, so Mont-Saint-Bruno, Parc du Mont-Royal.
So winter, do you ski and things like that?
Yeah, snowshoe, cross-country skiing mostly. Sometimes snow downhill skiing, but okay. Maybe once every 2 years now.
Okay, so winter skiing. Is not a bad thing. Like,
oh, no, not at all. I know it's more complicated because we have to deal with snow operation. operation. But I mean, personally, I like winter a lot.
This is the right answer in Canada, because we have no choice. So might as well lean in and enjoy it.
My wife hates winter, and she was born in Quebec City. I never understood that.
Well, there you are.
Me, I'm from Montreal, and when it's raining and instead of snowing during the winter time, I'm unhappy, and she's happy because it's warm outside. So. But we get along very well together, I would say.
This is the CEO Series. Benoit, thank you for joining us today. We also like to thank our technical producer, Marco Campagna, and our show producer, Josep Sahoni. Thank you for tuning into the CEO Series. À la prochaine.